Welcome into the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootie. Fall camp is set to begin on Tuesday, July 31st for Nebraska football. The team has reported and once again will be moving into the dorms for the start of camp. By all accounts, it's been a very successful summer leading up to the start of camp. And before practice number one is officially underway, I got a chance to preview the start of fall camp with a handful of Huskers. Let's start with a couple of the guys up front for the Husker offense. Up first, we'll hear from left tackle Teddy Prochazka and right tackle Bryce Benhart, who on Tuesday was named to the 2024 Outland Trophy Award watch list. Here with Teddy Prochazka, well, how does it feel? You guys are finally about to hit the field for fall camp.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, looking for a lot of improvement across the board, just building confidence, and we've had a really good summer, just ready to get to work.
How do you feel, personally?
I feel stronger, faster. I feel like I took a lot of time this summer to just kind of take care of my body and make sure that I'm as healthy as I can be going into this camp.
You said you felt like this is a good summer for this team. Why is that?
I just feel like we got closer. The offense definitely started working on building our confidence, and that was kind of like one of the big things Coach talked about. And I just feel like across the board we made improvements in the weight room. We're stronger, we're faster, and we're just excited.
You guys in this coaching staff has talked a lot about being a player-led team. How do you feel like the strides have been to become that for as you start fall camp?
I mean, you can just kind of see it across the board. When the coaches went away for most of July, like the players stepped up, the leaders stepped up and took control, set the standard, and it's just been really cool to see.
You talk about holding each other accountable, and that's a big part of being a player-led team, right? How does that work for a team, especially when you get to that point where you know that, hey, I can let you know, let's be better here, and there's no hard feelings there?
Yeah, I mean, just one of the biggest things is if a player is coming to tell you something, you got to know that that's coming from a place of love. Like, he's only telling you that because he wants the best out of you for just, you know, for yourself and for the team. And if you take, you know, all emotion out of it, it's just really kind of motivating and uplifting for everybody.
How does it feel going into this season with such a veteran group of guys that you're playing alongside on the offensive line?
I just feel like experience is huge. Across the board, everyone, you know, we see through one set of eyes, we move together, we've set our standard, and, you know, just kind of building off that for the rest of the season. It's just exciting to see.
You guys have obviously set the standard. What responsibility now have you taken in helping those young guys along? You got some talented young players in that room. Coach Riola said you guys have done a good job. So how have you guys gone about that, making sure that they understand what you guys do in that room?
Yeah, it starts with, you know, Saturday drills. We come in and kind of let them know it's expected of you. Just kind of bringing them along because everyone's going to mess up as a freshman. Like, that's bound to happen. But just kind of showing them, hey, instead of doing this, let's do this. And just kind of, you know, being there for them. If they have any questions, they can come ask us. We see it at practice. We see it at drills. We've done it for 3 years now. And so, like, just kind of being an open book for them.
You know, after you reflected on last season, you're healthy the whole way. How did you feel like your game improved? And where are the areas you want to take a step forward going into this year?
I feel like understanding, you know, football has definitely been a big thing. Just kind of like reading defenses, seeing blitzes when they're coming, and I'd say one thing I want to take a big step in is my, you know, physical, like, presence on the field. I'm a big guy, but sometimes I have a tendency to play small. But just being able to play with my size and length, you know, in pass pro and run game is going to be big.
How excited are you about just the weapons that have been brought in, the ones you guys got coming back, but just this offense and the pieces that are in place that hopefully continue to come together? But how excited are you just where you guys are going into fall camp?
I feel like we got a lot of weapons on the offense. I'm super impressed with this freshman class, the guys that we've brought in, the guys that have been around, the vets of the groups, and just everyone's just taking strides this summer. And you can see it walking around the locker room. It's like, dude, this is a different team than last year. We're stronger, we're faster. It's really cool to see.
What does it take to go day by day? We hear that, but it's easy to look ahead. Oh, the games, the first game's this many days away. But as a team, how do you guys go one day at a time and attacking it one day at a time?
I would say the biggest thing is Coach Rule's big emphasis on what's next. And every single day you kind of got to ask yourself, like, all right, what's the next thing I have to take care of? You know, you wake up in the morning. All right, breakfast. All right, what's next? Meetings. All right, practice. So, like, just kind of getting into, like, the what's next thing mindset has really helped me over the summer kind of, like, build on that day-by-day thing. And I feel like a lot of the teams embrace that.
I know that the turnovers is a thing that everybody's going to ask about. It's been a big topic of conversation. But overall as an offense, how do you feel like you guys have changed that mentality of going into the season knowing that you got to take better care of the football?
Yeah, I mean, the ball is king, and I feel that the coaches have definitely impressed that on us, and now it's kind of coming to the players. Like, if we see someone holding the ball incorrectly, we got to call them out on that. You know, the 6 points of 5 points of contact when carrying the football. The linemen got to call the running backs out. The wide receivers got to call quarterbacks. Like, it's got to just be a whole group thing. And I feel like we've taken really good steps over the summer to take care of that.
All right, here with Bryce Benhart. Well, how does it feel? You guys are about to kick off camp.
It's exciting, really exciting.
Take me back to when you decide to come back, you make the video with Gifford, just all of that, how that all unfolded for you. Because we've had a chance to talk to you since then.
I mean, I talked to my family for a while, talked to the people who I needed to talk to for a while, and then originally just thought the best idea was to come back and didn't want to leave on a bad note, so I'm here to give everything I got from the last year.
Love that. Well, what about doing it with Gifford and being able to make that announcement with him?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. It was pretty cool.
You know, for that group of guys, there's a lot of you guys that wanted to come back, had unfinished business, wanted to be a part of this. Why was that? Why was that so moving and motivating for you guys to want to come here for another season?
I mean, we have a lot of great people, and, I mean, our coaching staff's amazing. I mean, who wouldn't want to play for Rule for one more year while he can?
How did you evaluate last season and the improvements you were able to make in your game once the season ended?
I mean, it just got better as the season went, I would say. And it just kept on getting better and better and better. I mean, there's always going to be the couple moments where you have some bad moments and some good moments. But overall, it just improved every game.
Coach Raiola was just saying a lot of it came with just time and you building that confidence and just that experience out there. How much did that help you with each game? Just the more you played, the more it slowed down and the more you felt confident out there.
I mean, confidence and then just playing the game in general it's just bound to happen. I mean, for the first game, you really don't know what to expect from your first start. And then now it's just like, you know what to expect just from your game prep all week. And then it should be easy on Saturdays.
So how do you take the next step going into this season?
Start faster. I mean, more film. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Overall, as the offensive line unit, you know, you guys always pride yourself on being close-knit and you know, that culture that's within that. How much has that continued to grow really over the summer?
It's grown a lot. I mean, we hang out a lot. I mean, more people are buying golf clubs, so we've been trying to hit the course as much as we can before camp started. I mean, we're usually hanging out at someone's place and having a good time.
Who's the best golfer in the O-line room?
Gunner's up there.
Really?
Yeah.
How's your game?
It's all right. Could be better.
What's the best part of your golf game?
Probably chipping.
Okay, so that's pretty impressive because most people that's the part they struggle with. You know, just going into this fall camp and building off of what you guys established a year ago, how do you feel just the O-line unit is maybe ready to take that next step just as a unit, not just yourself, but as a unit?
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's quite obvious. I mean, everyone's itching. Everyone came back, minus Nuri and Pipe. But, yeah, it's exciting.
What does that do for a group overall when you have so much experience playing together and you've played beside a lot of those guys for so many snaps?
I mean, it's just confidence right next to you. You have confidence. You have your faith and to your brother to your right and left of you.
And then Coach Raiola, how is it just now that you've gone into several years now with him, what's the importance of that and just understanding what he wants and the development that he's been able to give you guys?
I mean, he wants a standard every day and he wants us to raise a standard every day. I mean, that's what our mentality is, raising a standard for the team so the team can follow us and just keep the standard high.
For this, I know Coach Roll talks about this, the whole staff talks about this just one day at a time, and being that you're so close to game day, how do you go about taking this camp thing one day at a time?
I mean, it's just going through every day, what's the next thing on the schedule, what's the next thing on the schedule. I mean, that's really what it is.
And then just overall this offense, how excited are you about the work that you guys have done and building off of what you did a year ago and the new additions?
I'm really excited. I mean, we have great people, great young guys. Everybody's ready to compete. Everyone wants to play. So everyone's going to learn and know their job and then make big plays.
And then you've done this a time or two. What goes into these next 4 weeks so that you guys are ready to go come game day?
Just take it one day at a time.
Spoken like the head coach right there. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Now to one of the guys running behind that veteran O-line, running back Emmett Johnson, who took on a big role for the Husker offense in the latter half of last season. He finished with 411 yards on 90 carries with a pair of touchdowns. He's put on some weight and is looking to build off of last year's redshirt freshman season. Well, how's it feel? It's here.
Man, it feels great. I feel like this time around the year is just your teammates, all the off-season training, you know, all coming to play now. So I'm excited, and I can't wait to get to work.
Well, we heard Coach Barthel say it a couple weeks ago, immediately when you see you definitely put on some weight. Tell us about that process and what you felt like you needed to do before to your body before you went into the season.
Yeah, I've put on, you know, about like 10 pounds right now, and I would say that's due to my, you know, hard work in the weight room, spending a lot of time with that, my nutrition. You know, Chris and those guys do a good job of helping us with nutrition, and I feel like last season, you know, being strong, I felt like I was a strong player. You know, I felt like I was physical, but adding the 10 pounds is just going to make it a lot easier for me to run through tackles and bounce off of people. So I took that serious going into the off season, and it's something that you'll see, you know, help me in my play this year.
How do you balance that, putting on the weight but then also maintaining the speed and agility that you do so well?
Yeah, I'll definitely say it's tough. You know, that first week when I got to about 200 pounds, I was, you know, trying to get used to my weight a little bit. But now I would say just a lot of consistency in your training and making sure that, you know, you're just going out there every single day and trying to give it your best effort, because some days, you know, it gets tough out there. But just working with the strength staff, working with the nutritionist, and, you know, right now I feel like I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my life. So, yeah.
What is it about the strength staff? Because we keep hearing them be brought up again about the job that they've done with you guys. What is it about them that sets them apart, that it allows them to do what they do with you guys?
Yeah, I'll just say attention to detail. You know, Coach Corey, he's big on that. We work extremely hard. If you ever come into one of our weight room sessions, you just see how, you know, everybody's getting after it in the weight room. He's getting after us, pushing us to be better. I think just, you know, everybody buying into what he's teaching us has helped us a lot in the weight room. And then on top of that, just, you know, the mentality part of it. We do a lot of things in the weight room, but we work on our mental as well. So just getting us mentally tough and strong will help our team this year for sure.
Coach Rule just said that he told Coach Campbell he wanted a tough football team. Do you think this football team is going into fall camp a tough football team?
I would definitely say this is the toughest team I've been around. You know, I've only been here for a couple of years, but this is the toughest team for sure I've been around, mentally and both physically.
You know, you took on a huge role last year at the end of the season. Once you close the chapter on that and you evaluate that and you go through spring and summer and going into the season, where were some of the things you felt like, okay, this is where I need to improve? These are some of the things I did well, but just, I guess, your big takeaways from last season.
I'll definitely say everything, but, like, the biggest thing for me, I was saying, is just getting 10 pounds stronger. Mm-hmm. I felt like, I had some great runs last year, but I feel like my ceiling's really high. I feel like I have a lot more to prove. Last year was, for me, I would say decent, but I think I got a lot more to show. And I took important detail in my offseason when it came to, like, running back stuff. And I spent extra time working on my footwork, agility. And this year I'm just trying to be explosive. And every time that I touch the football, I'm trying to be explosive with it and just get as many yards as possible on every touch.
So going into this fall camp, what's your approach? How do you feel differently? What are you trying to do day in and day out?
Just be consistent. That's the most important for me. I want my film on day one of camp to look the same as my film on day 10. I just want to go out there every day and just, you know, show no weakness, but most importantly, just get better every single day and just be really consistent. That's my biggest thing going into offseason. A lot of guys, when it's day 10, 11, they start to get mentally drained and with the whole process, but I just want to be consistent through, you know, my eating, my, you know, working out, my faith, my meditation, which I just recently started. Just being consistent with that, and everything else will take care of itself.
Why was that an important thing to add for you?
So I've been working with a guy named Troy Bell, who I'm friends with back home, and the meditation aspect is extremely important. I've been big on faith, but it's just something that I've added recently. It's something I was doing naturally before, but now, you know, I've been trying to learn more and more about it. And so it's something that, you know, I delete my social media during this time of the year. So meditation and my faith is going to get me, you know, through fall camp. So I've been taking steps with that, and I'm just going to continue to grow with it.
I love that. We've been talking about, you know, just the strength and the speed and the, I guess, those kinds of things for a football team, but just coming together as a group and the culture and all that, the brotherhood, how has that progressed from January till now when you're taking the field for fall camp?
Yeah, I would say that's really progressed. You know, a lot of the freshmen that came in early, and even the freshmen came in now, I feel like this is the closest we've been as a team. You know, everybody's buying into the same thing. And I feel like once you have a lot of guys who are competitive and want to win, they're all going to buy into it. So I say we've grown, you know, even with the defense and the offense, it's not really like a big separation. You know, we're all cool with each other. We all, you know, make each other better. And especially on the football field, I want to know what the defense is doing. So, you know, getting close with those guys, learning about what they do on their, you know, on their reads, what they do on their, you know, trying to get to the running back, just little stuff like that will help me as well. So I've just been trying to learn as much as I can about the defense, so it helps us. But our brotherhood is great, man. I love it here. Everybody's close. You know, nobody's, you know, shy to talk to anybody. Like the older guys that took the younger guys in, and it's going to take us a long way.
The running back room as a whole, it takes everybody, right? It's going to take everybody to get through a Big Ten season. Overall, how do you feel about the group going into fall camp?
Yeah, I'll say we got a special group, you know, guys that can do a little bit of everything. You know, there's Gabe and Ramirez coming off injury. I know those guys are hungry coming off injury, so they're looking forward to having, you know, a big camp as well. You know, Dante, a new guy that just came in, physical runner. He's been working really hard in the weight room as well. So we have a really special group. And, you know, as far as me, you know, I just really have a lot of confidence in myself and my ability. And I'm just going to go out there and try to perform, do my best.
It takes one guy might be running the touchdown and whatever. You guys have to block and do all these little things. So as a group, how do you guys go into the fall camp? What are the goals that you guys want to make sure that you accomplish day in and day out as a running back group?
Yeah, just practicing with detail. Just focusing on one thing that we can get better on every day and just letting, you know, our presence be known every time we step on the football field. Coach EJ always talks about it. Everybody has a standard for running backs, but we have our own standard, and we got to play to that every single day on the field.
Excited to have Ramir back out there with you?
Yes, sir. That's my brother, man. Brother from another mother. So Johnson & Johnson coming soon.
Appreciate your time, Emmett. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now let's talk some defense heading into this season. Cornerback Tommy Hill has been highly touted as one of the best defensive backs in college football. And Javen Wright, who now has a full year playing linebacker under his belt, he'll look to add some depth at that middle linebacker spot for Tony White's defense. Both two of the older guys in their respective rooms and two guys looking to deliver big plays this season for a Nebraska defense looking to raise the standard. Here with Tommy Hill, well, can you believe it's time to get this thing kicked off for fall camp?
Yeah, man, excited.
Yeah. How do you feel going into this season and this fall camp, personally, just physically overall?
Just being more of a leader this year, just focusing on the team more, trying to be better as a player too.
You put on some weight. Tell us about that, and what was that goal?
Miss Chrissy picked me at 205. I was at 2010, so she helped me get down at 205. So I'm ready to turn it up now.
Why was that important for you? Why did you feel like that was going to be a better playing weight?
Because I'm going to have to guard everybody, the best receivers if it's a tight end. So I'm going to have to go against a big body. So I had to put on weight so I can be more secure with me.
How does it feel going into this year? No Quentin Newsome, Omar Brown's gone, and, you know, you're getting a lot of talk as being one of those leaders in that defensive back room. How has that changed for you? How exciting is that for you to take on that role?
It's exciting just watching Omar Brown and Quentin Newsome be leaders and just learning from their perspective of becoming a better leader. So it helped me a lot to become a leader.
You know, a lot of these coaches are talking about you're one of the best defensive backs, not just in the Big Ten, but even in the country. How have you gone about getting yourself to that, where you can be one of those guys that they rely on back there in the secondary?
Just listening to the coaches, being coachable more, being more responsible, and just learning to become a better man. So it just helped me a lot.
How much do you take pride in that? You know, hey, I want to be one of those guys that they rely on me to lock down those best receivers like you're talking about.
It became a blessing. I dreamed about this, going against the best, because I feel like I'm the best. So everybody going to feel like they're the best. So I just feel like a lot of weight on my shoulders, and I can accede with that.
How ready are you for that, for the weight on your shoulders?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah.
Coach Butler, I know it's a change over the summer. How have you like getting to know him, and what has he brought to the group?
He brought a lot about like the NFL perspective, just learning about his son, bringing his son in. So just know we family now. So missing Coach Coop though, but I got to move on and hope for my dreams to come true.
With Coach Butler and his experience in the NFL and coaching some of those great defensive backs up there at Buffalo, how exciting is that for you guys in the room knowing that, hey, he's coached where I want to be eventually, right?
Yeah, right, right. Just bringing him in, just learning more about NFL and what he expect from NFL players. So it helped me become a better man.
So tell us overall about the group. There's a lot of guys in the defensive backs room, but a lot of talent. How are you guys going into this fall camp with a lot of competition, right, going to be had?
Right. It's always going to be competition coming under Coach Roof. So the better player wins, so everybody going to be playing at their full potential, try to compete at every level, tackling, covering, playbook, reading, things like that perspective.
How excited are you about some of the young defensive backs that are coming in?
Oh, I'm excited. So I just know they can play. Watching spring with them, learning how they play, how they look at the plays, and helping them succeed.
One thing we hear about you over and over again is how competitive you are. And you are out there on the field. You want to compete. You want to be against the best. What wires you that way?
Just what I grew up with, just always trying to compete with my brothers and sisters of who can make the best sandwich or who can play the game better in Madden. So it just, I always grew up with that.
So who does make the best sandwich?
I'd say my sister.
You know, speaking of the competing and going up against this wide receiver group in the spring, it seems like there's a lot of talent on that side of the ball too. How excited are you about the playmakers on the offensive side that you match up against every day in practice, but what they can provide to this football team?
Just having Dylan, who can really throw the ball, have to really switch my head around. Having Isaiah, Jamal, Jay Lloyd, I can name them all. So yeah. It just making me better as a player and making them better as a player too.
How are you approaching this fall camp? What are your goals that you want to get accomplished over these next few weeks?
Just trying to help the defense be better as a secondary. Trying to lead as example with Isaac Gifford, Marquise Buford, and Deshaun Singleton. Just bringing all of us in and just compete at a high level.
Heard a lot about turnovers, not only taking care of the football, but taking it away. How do you guys go about that, being better in that, and getting those turnovers for this team? What role do you play in that?
Coach White always try to say, don't matter what the score is, we always got to try to get the ball away. With fumbles on the D-line, with fumbles in the secondary, fumbles at the linebackers, just try to get the ball back to the offense so they can make plays.
All right, how do you guys raise the standard going into this year after a great start with Tony White last season? How do you guys be better this year?
Just like last year, always become 1% better as anything, as a receiver, as a corner, as a lineman, as a running back, linebacker. Just become 1% better. Focus on the next play.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, here with Buddha Wright. Well, how does it feel? You guys are about to take the field for fall camp.
I'm excited, man. Let's get it started. I've been waiting for this day for a long time, ever since the season ended. It's probably after spring ball ended, too. So I've been waiting.
How do you feel? It's been a year now that you've been at that linebacker spot. How do you feel differently going into this fall camp?
I feel a lot more experienced. I feel like I can go out there and just be myself. I'm not really nervous anymore. I've been through it. So just going out there and play with my brothers is just, it's not new anymore. So it's going to be fun.
Coach Dvorak just raved about what you brought to the linebacker room. What were some of the biggest things that you had to learn playing that position coming from DB?
Man, I had to learn how to take on blocks, how to do all like the roughneck stuff. Like I had to be tough, tougher than most DBs do. So it was easier for me just because I was always doing it. I've always been doing it, but I had to do it consistently. And I learned that going into this year and with my weight, like a little bit more, I have a little bit more weight on me. It's a lot easier and I'm a lot stronger. So
why do you feel like this position suits you better?
My length, my height, and my strength, my speed helps a lot too. So
it's kind of like it was meant for me, like this linebacker spot. Like I've grown into a linebacker that they need and that they want, and I'm excited for this season.
Coach Dvorak, how big has he been in your development and understanding the position?
He's a very good coach. He's very understanding. So when I come with questions or I come with different things to him, he'd be sitting me down and giving me a good examples and good everything for me to understand and go out there and play ball.
What was the process for you? You've talked a lot about putting on the weight and getting bigger and stronger. What was that process like for you? Was it tough? Was it something? Was it just a grind, or how did you go about tackling it?
It was definitely tough. So I already lift a lot. I already eat a lot. It's just the way I did it. I had to change my whole schedule for eating and stuff like that. I had to eat a lot more, but I had to eat differently. So it was basically just the eating stuff for me. And lifting wise, I was perfectly fine, but other than that, I just changed my schedule and I got to where I needed to get to.
No Luke, no Nick, who've been big leaders for this defense. Right. But again, this room, you guys have been talked a lot about just the leadership role that you guys have taken on, you and John and right. Makai. What's that process been like for you? It's a natural leadership position, but stepping into more of a leadership role for right. this defense too.
I'm an older guy, so I know the ropes and I know what everything that needs to be done. So just being more vocal and being an example and a pillar of strength for the younger guys and the people in my room, and just being the guy that the oldest guy in the room, and being like the best one, being the strongest, being a pillar of strength, like I said, for the younger guys. And I stepped in and I inherited the role.
Yeah. How do you feel about the group overall going into this fall camp with the progress you guys have been able to make over the last few months?
I think the linebacker room right now is definitely better than the last one, because this offseason we've really focused on strength and a bunch of other stuff. So I'm glad that we had that offseason and we focused on the stuff that we needed to focus on. We were really deliberate in what we needed to do. So this fall camp, we should kind of expose what we've been doing.
You made some huge plays for this defense a year ago. How much confidence are you taking into this year to take another step and be able to provide some of those big plays again?
Man, I took a huge step, man. I manifesting and doing, I believe I'm going to do that every game and help this defense be the best defense in the country.
How do you guys raise the standard? You know, we've heard a lot about that, about, you know, being better than what you were last. Lab was last year, but you want to be better than that. How do you guys raise the standard?
We're going to focus on the details and chase three. Like, we couldn't finish games most of the time. And obviously it showed, but chasing three, which means finishing strong, starting fast, and doing all the details right, and what Coach Rules has been preaching. And so if we do all of that, we're gonna become better, and we're gonna see the results.
How special is it going into this year with a lot of guys like yourself that have been here and are invested in this program? Isaac Gifford came back, Ty Robinson, Nash, a lot of guys that have played a lot of football together. How special is that going into this season, knowing that a lot of you guys have been through a lot together?
Oh, yeah, we definitely been through a lot together, especially with all the stuff going to happen at Nebraska. But that chemistry and all the adversity that we went through, that chemistry is definitely there. So when you get on the field, it's kind of natural to play with them and to communicate with them, to just play football with them.
Okay, so take us through fall camp. How do you guys take it day by day and get accomplished what needs to get accomplished?
Yeah, the only way you can is to take it day by day, because it's a lot, especially with Coach Rule's staff and everything. It's a lot to take in if you just look at the big picture. You just got to take it chunk by chunk and just focus on the details an hour by hour every day.
You just overall as a group, how does it feel different going into the season year two with this staff and what you guys did a year ago? But how is it different than where you were a year ago at this time?
Last year, I think we were like a deer in headlights because we were just all surprised. It was crazy. But this year, everything's like calmed down. All the players know what's expected, and we're just going in there. We're just going to try to attack everything we can.
Moving into the dorms, how excited are you?
I'm excited, but it's an experience. For my last year, I'm glad that we kind of did it, just because of the experience and everything that's going to happen. It's like a camp where we're just trying to better ourselves, so to eliminate distractions and being in the dorms, you got to change your perspective, and it'll help us in the long run.
Awesome. Last thing, what are your goals starting tomorrow through the next 4 weeks?
I mean, this whole off season, I've been grinding, just getting bigger and doing everything. I'm just trying to be the best linebacker I could possibly be, and make as many plays for this defense as I possibly can. So, like a couple picks, several tackles, just doing the best I can to do what I can for this defense.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for this fall camp report. Plenty of fall camp coverage headed your way over the next few weeks of practices leading up to kickoff in the 2024 season, which is coming up 4 weeks from this Saturday. If you can't wait that long to see this football team inside Memorial Stadium, you do have the opportunity coming up this Saturday, August 3rd, at an open evening practice as a part of the Big Red Preview presented by 1890 Nebraska and Husker Football. You can purchase tickets for $25, and proceeds from the ticket sales will go to 1890 to support Nebraska student athletes across all Nebraska athletics programs. You can purchase those tickets at huskers.com/tickets. Thanks for listening and watching, and make sure you are subscribed, and please give us a follow and a like wherever you listen so that you never miss any of the coverage leading up to kickoff in the 2024 season. I'm Jessica Cootie with the Huskers Radio Network.